This is the short of it. I'm Christy with Red Hat Chat. Hey, Patriots, and welcome to the Thursday edition of The Short of It. Let's get started by putting God first with a little good news from His Word, Psalm 100, verse 5. For the Lord is good, His unfailing love continues forever, and His faithfulness continues to each generation. So it's the second month of 2021, and my have a lot of things been going on. As you may or may not have noticed, we took an extended break, my husband and I did. We did it for a couple of reasons. The first reason was because it was Christmas time, and we wanted to take a break and just enjoy the holiday season. We had been trying to cover all of the protests and let you all know what's going on the ground here in DC, trying to be the best citizen journalists that we could. So we thought, hey, we need some quality family time together. So let's just go ahead and do this. We love Christmas. It's our favorite holiday. The second reason is because my husband had a spontaneous lung collapse. Yes, that is actually a thing. And he spent Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and a couple of days afterward in the hospital. He went in the day before Christmas Eve. I think he was in the hospital 4 or 5 days or so. And that was really difficult. Lots of FaceTiming, lots and lots of FaceTiming. I feel for anyone out there that is in the hospital or their family members that can't be with them, because that is a horrible experience. And I have to tell you, they took great care of him, but in the emergency room, after I was told that I could wait for information in the waiting room, the ER manager came out and told me that I had to leave. Now, mind you, this was at 9 o'clock at night. No one else was in the waiting room. It was just me complying with their stupid mask rules, standing in the corner. And she kept trying to, it was like she was trying to manipulate me. She was very condescending. She kept saying, no, you can't visit him because of COVID. I said, I'm not trying to visit him. I'm trying to get information on my husband. And the nurse said that I could stay in here until I had said information. They told me I had to leave. They took my phone number and said, well, we'll call you with updates. Okay. So they told me I could go stand outside. And to their credit, they had a little covered tent with heaters. And I sat there on FaceTime with my husband until they decided, until they figured out what it was. And then he was admitted to the hospital. So I think that was pretty bad that they were trying to send me away without any information. And you know what? She never did call me. So, you know, I called the hospital and talked to them about it. But of course, I never got any answers. So we went through that. And then after that, of course, January 6th happened. And look, opinions have already been formed on that. I'm not going to change any opinions on that. I'm not going to rehash it. It is what it is. Of course, I don't condone any violence or vandalism or anything like that. And then, of course, Biden got inaugurated. And during that time, my husband and I, we decided that we would pay a visit to his family in North Carolina. So we headed down there just for some extra quality time and rest, because things had been hard. But what we did learn out of all that was God takes care of us. Now, did I want my husband, or did he want to be in the hospital for Christmas? Absolutely not. But you know what? God was with him when he was in the hospital. I'm a bit of a control freak. I know, hard to believe. You know, knowing that God was there with him was a great comfort. And God was with me, of course. But it was just, it definitely taught me that, you know, when I can't be there and I can't control everything, obviously I can't control anything, God is there and he will take care of us, even in situations when the world gets really heavy and you're just like, oh my goodness. But there's a lesson to be learned there, and that God is faithful. And I am grateful to God to having gone through it. And I am grateful for the growing that it caused both me and him, both my husband and I, to become closer together and more, even more relying on God to get us through these hard situations. Because I can tell you, living in DC right now is extremely difficult. It's not fun. It's swirling with conspiracy theories. Why is the military here? Why is this happening? Oh my gosh, it's like, there's so much noise that continues to be out there that I have just decided that I'm only going to deal in facts. I was never a huge Q girl. I don't even really know a lot about Q, or what was a Q conspiracy or what wasn't, or this or that. I'm not putting them down at all, because I still stand by it's okay to ask questions. But at some point, some things have to make sense. And if it's not making sense, if you get nonsense answers to those questions, then maybe you should look to a different source. And I think that was something that I learned over the last year, was you can't look to man for your answers. You have to look to God. You can't, man will fail you every time. Donald Trump is excellent. Donald Trump is an awesome guy. And I think he's one of the best presidents in American history, but he is still a man, right? So I think our focus was so much on, you know, we gotta get Trump reelected and all this, that we kind of took our focus off God. And that was something that I learned a couple months before December. And we have to put our focus back on God. And I think that's really important. So I guess the question becomes, where do we go from here? And the simple answer to that is we just keep going. Do I accept Joe Biden as the president of the United States of America? Nope, I sure don't. If I thought he won legitimately, then yes, I would. But I do not believe that man won legitimately. I think there's too many questions that need to be answered. I think there's not enough evidence that people wanted to look at. Do I know anything that can be done about it right now? Nope. Do I think it's okay to protest peacefully? Emphasis on peacefully, nonviolent, non-destructive. Yes, I think that's totally okay to do all that. And look, guys, I'm not going to BS you. I don't have any secret sources here in DC. I don't have the answers to everything. I'm not going to claim any of that. Because this is all a journey. Our country is awesome because it's made up of so many different ideas. And so we all kind of have to move forward together. I'm not talking about Joe Biden's, you know, BS unity stuff while he calls everybody domestic terrorists in the same breath. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about conservatism as a whole moving forward. But am I going to spend the majority of my time trying to figure out how we can constitutionally protest to get Biden out of office? Again, protest peacefully? No. Why? Because I think I can be more effective in other areas. Something else that I've learned this year is that you have to start at the source, and the source is in DC. And maybe I was a little bit naive thinking I was going to take on DC. I can make all the phone calls, I can get petitions going, I can send emails, but by the time the representatives get here, it's a little too late to say, hey, don't pass that stupid piece of progressive nonsense because it's really bad for America. Because it was the people that sent them here. I'm not suggesting that you stop doing all of that. If enough people speak up, I do believe that a difference can be made. But while we're doing all that, I believe it would be way more effective to actually send the right people to DC. We have to get the right people elected on every level, including locally. And that's the source. Your town is the source. You are the source. We have to start small. We have to make a difference where we are, and then we can expand from there. It's up to us to make that difference. And whatever that might be, and again, peacefully, of course, because I have to say this all the time now, because censorship has gotten so out of hand. I went from like 17, 18,000 people on Twitter down to 9,000 followers, which is kind of sad because I worked really hard on Twitter. I really, really did. But I just want to emphasize that because I don't want there to be any miscommunication about that. It's up to us to make that difference. And like I said, however you see fit, you have to let the light shine through us. We have to let God's light shine through us. And we have to let our conservative values speak for themselves in everything that we do, in every action that we take, you know, whether that's interacting with someone at your grocery store, or if you're on the PTA, or if you organize a cleanup of your neighborhood, or if you're volunteering, whatever it is you're doing. We just can't complain about the culture war or bad policies. We have to walk the walk so we can be effective. It's super important. We just have to get back to the basics. And there's still hope, because God is in control. And we may not always understand what his plan is, and we don't have to like it. I'll tell you, I don't like that some major miracle didn't happen, that God just didn't show all his power, all his cards on the table, and kept President Trump from getting reelected. I don't know what God is up to, but I know he's up to something. And I know whatever he has planned is far greater than whatever I had pictured in my head. And so that's the thing about faith. You have to trust God to give you that peace, even though you don't exactly know what he's up to. And that may sound stupid to some of y'all, and that's fine. But I choose to have faith in God, to trust God, even when I can't see what he's doing, because I know that his timing is perfect. And it's not always easy. Believe me, we're trying to move right now, and it is difficult to wait. I suck at waiting, but I know God's timing is perfect, and I have to remind myself of that every couple of hours. So I just want to be really honest with everyone this year that, you know, I'm not perfect. I don't have all the answers. I struggle just like you do, but I want to share my journey of faith. as we walk through all of this, because I hope that it reaches someone. Not me, but God's love reaches someone that says, yeah, we all struggle with this, that we depend on the Lord, right? Because we all, that will bring us all together. And I think that's a great thing. I think if we all did that and we're a little more honest about our struggles and we're a little more vulnerable, that maybe we can see that we're not alone, because the Democrats are trying to make us feel like we are alone, and we aren't alone. And that's the thing. So God's in control. His plan is the best plan, and he wins in the end. And that is something important to remember too. And whatever he is lying on your hearts, we should follow through with it. Just go for it. Make 2021 the year that you follow God's plan, because I bet it will lead to a really awesome place. And that's the short of it. Really quickly before I go, if you would like to support our work, there's two simple ways you can do it. The first way is just to listen to the podcast. Yep, that's it. Just click, listen, and share. It doesn't cost you a dime. The second way is to become a $2 patron. If you would like to do that, head over to redhatchat.com and click the donate button at the top. We appreciate any and all support. All right, folks, I'm signing off now. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. And remember, God is still in control.